Today marks 6 months since a shooting at Marysville-Pilchuck High School last October left 5 students dead, including the shooter. A 6th student was wounded but survived. The tragedy leaves staff and students wrestling with questions big and small, like, where do students eat lunch now that the cafeteria is permanently closed? Do you mention the shooting in the high school yearbook? How do you help students heal? And how do you grade them? KUOW's Amy Radel has this update.
One of the most tangible effects of the shooting at Marysville-Pilchuck High School is the conversion of the gym into an impromptu lunchroom. Co-principal Rob Lowry says every day the school sets up and takes down the makeshift tables.
The custodians come in and set up the food serving area along here.
But the gym can't accommodate everyone. Many students eat lunch with their chosen teachers in various classrooms. They say teachers stepped up to spend this extra time with them, and they've been grateful. As for the cafeteria where the shooting occurred,
it's been shuttered, basically.
That's Marysville School's superintendent, Becky Berg.
Once in a while, if a student and their parent feels like with a counselor they need to see the space for closure, then we'll allow that to happen, or of course any official investigation, but it pretty much looks like it did on October 23rd.
Meanwhile, school officials must decide the future of that space as they seek funding for a larger overhaul of the high school campus. Berg says an online community survey drew 1,900 responses.
And that process resulted in about 67% of the participants saying tear the old space down as soon as you can.
But many students say they don't want the scene of the shooting simply erased. Senior class president Nick Alonzo says he hopes to see the cafeteria replaced with a memorial that acknowledges what the school has been through.
Just taking it away is not going to benefit the healing process, because this is something significant that happened here on campus, and remembering what happened is really going to bring this campus together.
The future of the physical school is just one challenge for school officials. Others crop up every day, like how to put out a yearbook. Berg says they decided to put any mention of the shooting or memorials in a pull-out spring supplement so people will have the option to read it or not.
We're such a fragile community right now that we don't want to do anything to make things worse. We did contact as many of the families of the deceased as we could to find out what they preferred as far as their child's photo in the yearbook.
There's been a huge focus on adding more counselors and support groups on suicide prevention and mental health. Academics can almost seem like an afterthought, but Principal Lowry says officials are continually wrestling with how to grade students as standardized tests and final exams come around.
By and large, we were lenient on the grades, but the topic will arise again, I'm sure, in the next few weeks over what are we going to do at the end of the year.
Amidst all these issues, there was another blow to recovery efforts, one that received only minor news coverage. In January, the school received a string of bomb threats and had to evacuate again. Senior Nick Alonzo.
Usually you hear about these bomb threats about all these different schools, and they're just not that big of a deal. But with Marysville-Pilchuck in the name, with the bomb threat, we had helicopters all over us, like just minutes afterwards. And I remember seeing this girl that we were going to take home, and I thought she was sick personally because she couldn't stop shivering, and because I thought she had a fever or something. Then one of my friends asked her, like, hey, are you okay? She just replied in like the lowest tone and saying, I'm scared.
Senior Sierra Price says everyone was scared.
I think it brought back all of the memories of not feeling safe and not being sure what was going to happen. There was a lot of confusion.
Mary Schoenfeld is in charge of the school district's recovery efforts. She says no bomb was found, and the threat may not have even been local, but the damage was done.
What the bomb threat did is it ripped off that thin layer of healing that was there. And so by doing that, we lost tremendous ground.
Some parents moved their kids out of the school. Cautiously now, some of the recovery managers say they seem to be turning a corner. In the recovery efforts, the school district has worked jointly with the city of Marysville and the Tulalip tribes. The shooter and some of his victims were tribal members. Tulalip recovery manager Rochelle Lubbers says she read recently that recovery often involves a surge of community spirit, followed by disillusionment, and then picking up the pieces to move on. Those stages rang true for her.
A few months out, I do believe that we were all overwhelmed, and you question what you're doing and you question going forward. And so I think we've worked through that piece and we're back to our plan.
Lubbers says so far they've had the resources they need to focus on kids' well-being. Now they're turning their attention to the summer when kids may feel isolated and to the future. Students say the additional resources are being used and appreciated, especially the additional mental health counselors. Freshman class president Bailey Nelson says she knows kids need those counselors, even if they don't advertise it.
And it's great that they just did it for free because it has helped a lot of kids, and I'm close with a lot of people that go, and it's just amazing that people did that for us.
In the days after the shooting, the fence at Marysville Pilchuck was covered with cards and flowers. Nelson says the solidarity from other schools really made a difference.
To see that it wasn't just us putting stuff up there, it was other people that came to put it on our fence. It was just amazing to see that not only other communities cared, but the kids cared from other high schools.
Nelson says her class, the freshmen, were most affected by the loss of their classmates, and they continue to grieve. But there's also been a spike in attendance at school events, and junior Alicia Purdom says it's all related.
After October, everyone kind of had this bigger feeling of ownership over the school, is that this is my school. Like, I'm going to choose how it's remembered, how I remember it. And I think we all obviously value our relationships a lot more because you just never know.
Senior Nick Alonzo says he's accustomed to sympathetic looks when his school is mentioned at different events, and he appreciates the sympathy, but he looks forward to the day when people will feel admiration for his school instead.
My personal goal is that when people hear the word or the name Marysville Pilchuck, I want them not to remember of what happened here on campus, but how we got over that adversity and were able to overcome such a tragedy and be able to be known for the strength that we have as a school.
He says so far he thinks they're on the right track. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.